what was conceived in Mary was of the Holy Ghost. Now, it wasn't of Mary and the Holy Ghost. It was just of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Just of the Holy Ghost. It was totally of God. Baby Jesus was totally of God. It was totally of the Holy Ghost. Look at Luke 1:35. Luke 1:35. Luke chapter 1, verse number 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Don't miss that. Overshadowed thee. The Holy Ghost never touched Mary. There was no intimacy going on there. There was nothing. The Holy Ghost never touched Mary. All right. Therefore, also that holy thing, underline holy thing, which shall be born of thee, shall be called the Son of God. So the miracle was that the Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary and didn't touch her. And when that took place, when that overshadowing took place, the Holy Ghost placed in her baby Jesus. There was no taking of God's DNA and mixing it with Mary's DNA. Matter of fact, Mary didn't even have anything to do with it. Baby Jesus came from heaven.
Amen.
All right. The bread of life came from where? From heaven. Okay. People say, well, there had to be Y chromosomes. What? No, it didn't. That's human reasoning. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. That's total human reasoning. We don't get our doctrine from human reasoning. We get our doctrine from the King James Bible. Okay, the King James Bible says that that holy thing was of the Holy Ghost. Okay, God didn't have to have chromosomes and DNA to work with. Do you realize that when God spoke the universe into existence, He didn't have to go down to the local hardware store. He didn't have to go down to Lowe's and get build materials.
That's right.
Okay? He just spoke it into existence. He made it happen. All right? He does what He wants, when He wants, how He wants. He doesn't need build materials. He doesn't need Mary's eggs. He doesn't need Mary's DNA. He doesn't need a Y chromosome from the Father. He doesn't need a donation from the Father. Okay, what He did was he created, God created baby Jesus. The Holy Ghost didn't need any of that. The Holy Ghost put everything into place into Mary's womb that needed to be there. And I think that's the reason why Jesus is referred to as a holy thing. And if you want to trace that out, it gets real weird, folks. That whole taking chromosomes from the Father. It gets real Mormonish, and it gets real weird if you want to trace that out. Okay? Now, I think the reason that Jesus is referred to as a holy thing is because He was placed in her womb in and of Himself. He was a thing in and of Himself. Didn't need Mary's eggs, didn't need Mary's chromosomes, didn't need anything else. He was a thing in and of Himself. He was not dependent on her eggs or anything. He was the living bread that came down from heaven. You know all she was? The oven. That's all she was. The living bread, the loaf of living bread came down from heaven with all ingredients in place. Everything was in place. And all she did was bake it in the oven. All right? That's what John 6:51 taught, right? John 6:51, our memory verse of the week, taught the living bread came down from heaven. All right? All the ingredients were in place. From heaven, all she did was bake the bread.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, made of a woman, made of a woman, made of a woman.